Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is J.J. Wilson, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 27, found in Grade 6, Book 2 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over Question 27 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee, consisting of education professionals, and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 12 of the Grade 6 Scoring Guide, and we will go over Question 27. In this question, the student is given the points N, R, and P on a circle, with point M in the center of the circle. The student is then asked to connect three of the points to form a central angle, and to explain why the points chosen to form the angle were determined. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response shows that a central angle can be formed by connecting points N, M, and R, points R, M, and P, or points N, M, and P. The explanation should define a central angle of a circle as an angle that has a vertex at the center of a circle and sides that are the radii of the circle. Any other valid response would also be accepted. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them up in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 14. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. This response is complete and correct. The student has formed a central angle by connecting points R, M, and P, and has clearly explained that a central angle is an angle with its vertex in the center of the circle. Next is the second guide paper, which is a score point 1. This response is only partially correct. A central angle has been correctly formed, but the explanation is incorrect because the student has explained that a triangle was formed instead of an angle. Let's move on to the third guide paper, another score point 1 response. In this paper, the student has provided an accurate explanation, but has drawn a triangle instead of a central angle. Therefore, this paper can only receive a score point 1. The next paper, the fourth guide paper, is a score point 0. This student has not formed the central angle correctly, and the explanation is incorrect. The fifth and last guide paper for this question is another example of a score point 0. Like the previous paper, both the angle drawn and the explanation provided are incorrect. Therefore, this paper also receives no credit. Please take a moment to review these five papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are five practice set papers for question 27, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the two-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the five practice set papers for question 27. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is Practice Set 6. In this response, both the angle drawn and the explanation provided are incorrect. Therefore, this response receives a score point 0. In Practice Set 7, we find a complete and correct response. The student has drawn a correct central angle by connecting points N, M, and R, and has explained that the angle is formed by connecting to the center. This response earns a score point 2. Next is Practice Set 8. In this paper, most aspects of the task are completed correctly. The student has drawn the angle correctly, but the explanation contains line segment symbols which are incorrect. This response only receives a score point 1. Now let's move on to Practice Set 9. This response is only partially correct. The angle drawn is correct, but the phrase "close to the center" in the student's explanation is too vague to demonstrate a thorough understanding. Therefore, this response receives a score point 1. Our last practice set for this question is Practice Set 10. In this paper, the student has drawn the angle correctly and has provided a brief but accurate explanation of how the points of the angle were determined. This complete and correct response earns a score point 2. We have now reached the end of our practice set. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.